Modern Nature by Derek Jarman. Tuesday, the 7th of March. The rain and fine warm weather have quickened the landscape, brought the saturated spring colours early. The dead of winter is past. Today, Dungeness glowed under a pewter sky, shimmering emeralds, arsenic, sap, sage and verdigris greens, washed bright, moss in little islands set off against pink pebbles, glowing yellow banks of gorse, the deep russet of dead bracken, and pale ochre of reeds in clumps set against the willow spinney, a deep burgundy with silvery catkins, and fans of ochre-yellow stamens, fringed with the slightest hint of lime green of newly burst leaves. This symphony of colour I have seen in no other landscape. Dungeness is a premonition of the far north, a landscape southerners might think drear and monotonous, which sings like the birchwoods in Sibelius's music. From my home, I can see the sun clamber out of a misty sea. It wakes me through the bedroom window and then stays with me all day. There are no trees or hills to hide it. When it sets over the flatlands in the west, I sit and watch it on a throne-like chair that I rescued from a rubbish dump. I never miss the setting sun, however cold the weather. Tonight it hangs huge and scarlet after a day of dark clouds. It appears for a few brief minutes, a perfect circle before disappearing. Then the darkness comes rushing across the sky to embrace the inky timbers of Prospect Cottage. But before the light is extinguished, the house reflects gold, or as this evening blazes ruby, its panes of glass a dazzling scarlet. At this moment, so red is the light, all the greens turn black as pitch. The gorse and broom, like jet-black sea anemones, a vast and sombre silhouette.